Are you sure what to do? Are you completely sure or sure of the decisions you are going to make? We have the great blessing from God that He has given us the quality of being able to decide. Imagine if we lived life already programmed. We could not say what we have free will. But just as having the blessing of being able to think to make decisions, we have the great responsibility of having to face the consequences of the decisions we make. Unfortunately, the decisions we make them with insufficient information from life, or we take them because of the hard life experiences which we have received, or because we do not have the knowledge, or because we feel in the moment of despair and we just want to do something and run to make it happen. But I have always learned that problems that we have on a day-to-day basis, they are decisions that we made in the past. And to get out of trouble, and because we consider them to be the best, we think that to go out, to get out of a debt, or because we don't want to look bad, it is better to go get a hold of another person and become more in debt. Even if the interests are higher, we think that's the easiest decision to end the relationship because we have not understood each other. And because we cannot stand each other, we think how we are going to do and what's going to do us a difficult life at work. The best thing is to quit. We think that if something seeks us, a lawsuit, we fight. The best thing is to respond and not to remain silent and not to seem like cowards. We think that when faced with difficult decisions, taking the easy path is the best, but really it's not. Because in the end, we add an extra headache to which we already have, turning into a migraine and a burden, which leads us to a spiritual prison and does not lead us to enjoy our children, our family, does not let us enjoy life and the blessing of God has already given us. Even in the midst of complications, in the difficult moments of crisis, because He has always been there. I have always learned that you can develop a well task, but that does not tell you that if you make a bad decision and make a mistake, it's not going to have consequences. I'll explain it this way. I have learned that even if I am a firefighter, I should not play with fire because I can burn myself. It is the same that the world advises us with all humanity when it tells us that we who believes is firm so that he does not fall. This is the word, very wise, because many times we think we do the right thing and we decide to do things in our own strength. 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, so that the one who thinks to be firm, watch that he does not fall. Trust ourselves. It is the worst we can do. That is when we build so many things. At some point, we are going to end up frustrated because everything can come to the ground because we are weak. We are fragile. We need God. James 1:21 says, so remove everything bad and dirty from your life and humbly accept the word of that God has sown in the heart, because it has the power to save your soul. I come back and I ask you, are you sure of decisions you are going to make? Look at the one who thinks he is firm. Be careful and he will not fall. Did you evaluate well? Did you already pray to the Lord to guide you and show you if it is really the decision you should make? Or are you being moved by the discomfort of the moment, by what your heart feels? Remember that you can leave the moment now. And the question is, what will come next? Be careful thinking that in your own strength you can achieve those who play with temptation. It can end up in serious trouble. You know, the Bible said that the wise man sees the evil and turns away. But the fool goes on, because we consider that we can endure. The day that I decide, that day everything ends. Lie the day I decide to change, The day never is going to come, because when God does not rule our hearts, we are governed by the things of this world offers. I speak to you about the system. We let it affect us so quickly that we change the way we think. And we think like the world thinks. And we think that it is the right thing to do, when in reality, in the end, it brings destruction. Then we end up with our hands on our heads, wondering, Lord, in what moment did I lose everything? Because this, why did this happen to me? What happened? It's that we never looked at the sky, and we never took God into account to make decisions. It all started with a word, a text message, a WhatsApp, a smile, then a handshake, then a moment of lunch, of sharing, then looks, then a kiss. Then you ended up involved in an extramarital relationship because you thought you were in control. There is nothing more deceptive than the heart of a man. And forgive the expression, it will be hardly heard loudly. There is no greater stupidity than to think that we have everything under control. That is the worst deception in which the world puts us in, to believe that we are self enough, that we have the power to decide when the truth is. We are slaves to our habits. We are slaves of the world. We are simply puppets of what this world wants to implement in us, because you started a little game and you said, I know, I am a firefighter. I know this little flame, you can't handle it. I know the air conditions. I know the wind conditions. I know the marital conditions. I know how far the flame can be. And at some point, when you see that things need to be turned off, you try to turn it off. And in the blink of an eye, what began as a small flame turned into a fire that you could not put out and left a great ruin. Are you understanding what I'm expressing to you right now? In that situation now, if this world is reaching you, you are on time to make a stop. And not to let go of life, and whatever happens, that is the worst decision we can make. And then let's not look at heaven and tell the Lord. Then let's not try to excuse God and make him responsible for the decisions and mistakes we made, because we have already been warned. Because there comes a time, my beloved friend, when the heart becomes hard. So hard that even doing things wrong, they will not cause you pain, and you will end up losing everything. Perhaps when you open your eyes, it will touch you. You cry loudly. I am not telling you it will be too late, because while there is life, there is hope, and there is an opportunity that God can restore, can give life, or make them walk. They change you in life, but remember, God gives us life. But how to live it depends on us. And in the end, we are the ones who make decisions. What are you playing at? I come back and ask you, are you sure of the decision you are going to make? Friend who are listening to me, are you sure? You want to go with that woman and leave your wife and your children? Women who are listening to me, are you sure of what you are doing by giving space to a different man? The one who is not your husband, because you do not feel well at home. Are you sure that you are going to throw away the blessing of having children, who are the Lord's inheritance in your home? Are you sure to commit your 3 years of fidelity in that company for doing something undercover? What is going to dirty you and is not going to dirty your resume? Are you sure that the business that you are going to do, that it offers you a lot, but it is the right thing to do? Is it really going to build you up? Is it going to bless you? Is it going to bless those of your house? That even the decisions you make affect not only us, but those who are around you. And we do not measure the damage so great and so tragic that we are beginning to open in those moments. A door that should never have been opened. This is tremendous. That is why whoever believes that is firm, see that it does not fall. It is important that you place your trust in the Lord and allow yourself to be guided by the Holy Spirit so that you do not trust your own wisdom. The Bible says in Proverbs, trust the Lord. Do not lean on your own prudence. And trust the Lord your ways. Trust Him and He will do. Do not lean on what you know, because in the end, you will not have control of anything and the ruin will be great. What do you want to live? Do you want to live all the time in blessing, or do you want to live by trial and error? This is the time to make a stop. Women, young men, you who are listening to that boyfriend who asked you for a proof of love, are you sure you want to open your heart to that person and give yourself completely? Are you sure, young man? Are you sure? Are you sure with the decision you are going to make? Think about it. Please think about it. Father, today I pray for each person who is currently between a rock and a hard place, who may have to make a decision but are not sure, of those who have been led by the path of life to make many mistakes, true repentance in you, Lord, brings healing and forgiveness. But in order to make the same mistake again, that is why I pray for strength, for those who need that strength from you, because they consider themselves to be weak. There is nothing more wonderful than recognizing that we are weak, because it is there when your power works and is perfected in our weakness. My God, lift us up the falling today, and that they may know that there is hope. And whatever the difficult decision, whatever at work or something outside of marriage or something, Lord, that will affect them, you know the future. Please, Lord, hinder our walk. If that walk is going to lead us to stumble, what will lead us to death, spiritual death, and that we can then understand that it has been by your grace and by your great love that we are standing, and that everything can be made new. Make us understand, Lord. And I ask you to open our eyes so that we can see with clarity what we have not been able to see, in the name of Jesus. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elia Hoyos. He wants to invite you to follow him on social networks. Enter the YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time, and receive a subscription on Instagram. You can follow him at Pastor Elias HC. Remember that God always arrives just in time. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias, spoke to you. Blessings.